all you periwinkles and brilliantines, carpet weavers and voluptuaries, lift your tympanums, brandish your vegetables.
Denis Kucinich is a vegan. It's a side note from the media, which has already relegated Kucinich to the side notes. Still, the news cheers me enough that I mention it to my 9-year-old son, my dinner companion, who replies, through a mouthful of chicken, "But Mom, look what we're eating."
"You cheap crooks, we're eating in your dives, crawling with germs enough to embezzle your lunatics to the Pulitzer Prize."
He smelled like the small things he'd eaten throughout the day, things she'd packed for him in her famously big straw bag. Tangerines and raisins.
"You home from the ordeals? How about some biscuits and gravy, a little pillow for your head and a brief nap, maybe a bath and a new shirt?"
Welcome to the 2007 Jack Straw Writers Program. You've just heard several of this year's writers reading their own work. 12 local writers are selected each year by a curator to make audio recordings of their work and present live readings at Jack Straw Productions. This year's curator, Matt Briggs, interviewed the writers you've heard. Here's what they had to say. Charles Potts.
"A little bit of Mark Twain. When I started writing poetry, it was like a really bogus Lord Byron kind of poetry. I mean, I really liked the sonnet on Chillon, The Prisoner of Chillon. You know, that really phony, looks to me like posing romanticism.
But so, I mean, poetry.
Yeah, like, you know,
the rhyming couplets.
I can't read Byron at this point."
Molly Tenenbaum.
"I guess all poets probably hope that whatever they're working on now is better than whatever they wrote before."
"Oh, so you describe your poetry by, it's better than it was."
Karina Wyckoff.
"When did you begin writing?"
When I was 4.
"So what happened? I mean, were you already in school? You weren't already in school?"
No. I had a nightmare that involved my uncles getting kicked out of a Kmart. And so I was so enchanted by that idea that I kept writing the dream out because I just wanted to keep it with me.
"You were using block writing at that point?"
"Oh, I'm sure, yeah."
What did you write on? Do you remember?
I wrote on the back of this graph paper that my grandma had.
Cheryl Strayed.
"The job of the writer is to tell the truth." Uh-huh. And so I told the truth about the place and the people I came from. We have this image of country people, they're either quaint and cute and slightly comical and quirky, or they're sinister and ignorant and podunk and evil, you know? Mm-hmm. But just like people from anywhere on the planet, they're complex and sophisticated and contradictory and interesting and mm-hmm. simple and ignorant and beautiful.
Doug Newfer.
"For a couple of years, I took a break from writing to become a professional horse race handicapper, and that didn't work out. I couldn't win enough money, and it also would take up all of my time. I mean, what I mean by that, it was even worse than writing."
If you'd like to hear more of these writers, join us for the Jack Straw May Reading Series, Thursdays, May 17th, 24th, and 31st at Jack Straw Productions, 4261 Roosevelt Way Northeast, Seattle. You can also order a copy of the 2007 Jack Straw Writers Anthology. This podcast was produced by Jack Straw Productions as a part of the Jack Straw Writers Program. The 2007 curator of this program is Matt Briggs. Producer is Jenny Cecil Moore. Recording engineers are Mo Preventure and Tom Stiles. Arts Program Manager is Van Deep. Narrator is Michelle Kazak. Executive Director of Jack Straw Productions is Joan Rabinowitz. Music performed by Tamara Friedman and recorded at Jack Straw Productions. The Jack Straw Writers Program is made possible with support from the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation, Arts Fund, Poncho, the Mayor's Office of Arts and Cultural Affairs, For Culture King County Lodging Tax Fund, the Washington State Arts Commission, the National Endowment for the Arts, and individual contributors. All of the writers heard in this series are published in the Jack Straw Writers Anthology and featured online at www.jackstraw.org. Thank you for listening.